David, first of all, let's talk about team news issues right now. Any injuries sustained from the weekend?
No, we're relatively clear, obviously. Still the long-term injuries, Diego and Sean, but other than that, you know, there was nothing to report after the last game.
Marcus Williams wasn't around at the weekend. What was the thinking there?
Just an opportunity for Sean McGinty to give him a game. We've not seen Sean in the first team. He's been doing well in training, and I think it's important that people realise if they do well in training and they, you know, they show up, that they get an opportunity to play. So there was nothing other than that, and just regarding being on the bench. We had Matt Hill, who covered left-back and left-centre-half, so it was just covered the bases, really.
So you're presumably then still in the process where you're still finding out about everybody and who's capable of doing what.
Exactly, and that's where we are. You know, we're right at the start of something here, and I've got to try and see people in that environment, and I've got, within reason, you know, it's not a matter of changing everything every week, but it's a matter of trying to see people in the environment and making judgments and try to help them to get better and trying to, you know, see people in different areas and just, as you say, make an assessment of everyone.
So how do you feel he did then, McGinty, having had a look at him in the first team setting?
Yeah, I thought he did very well. I thought, you know, athletically he's fantastic, and there are obviously areas he can improve on, as all players can, but I thought overall for a first game with us at Bramall Lane in front of a lot of supporters, I thought he did really well.
It's also, you've had also over the last month or so, you've been getting into League One. You've spoken about the journey of finding out who the better teams are and who's good at what exactly, etc., etc. How have you found that process? What have you learned?
It's ongoing. You know, I think that's part of football and it's part of life. You've got to constantly be learning, and we're definitely further forward now than we were 2 weeks ago or 2 months ago. So it's a work in progress. We're improving. We're getting, you know, we're learning things about each other, and we're learning what the standards are and what, you know, what we're asking for, and it's definitely positive. It's definitely going in the right direction, and, you know, we're taking small steps.
When you're looking at the squad and making your assessments, do you want to get to the stage at some point down the track where you will have your starting 11, or is it going to be a bit more fluid than that?
It's got to be more fluid than that. I don't think you can rely on 11 players for a season. You've got to rely on a squad of players, and you've got to rely on a group of players, and that's how we would rather work. We'd rather work with players we know we can trust and we know we can rely on, and when they're called upon, they'll do a job, and that's the position we want to get in, rather than having 11 players who, you know, we're banking on, and then, you know, if something happens or something goes amiss, then, you know, we've got a problem.
Just in terms of team newsy issues, it was revealed at the forum that you've done. Miller's not too far, he's getting a lot nearer now, isn't he? Put your stamp on it. How's his rehab going?
He's still at the early stages. I mean, he's been out since Boxing Day, which is 8 months, basically, so that's a long time. He's back, you know, he's back with the main group, but he's only doing parts of the work. He's, you know, he's doing the initial part of the session, but, you know, we're not exposing him to the whole session. So he's very early in his recovery. He's still, you know, he's still weeks away rather than months, which is obviously positive. But, you know, we've got to be fair to Sean in regards to getting him back in the condition that gives him the best chance to be what he was.
So, yeah, it's several weeks rather than a couple of weeks, perhaps.
Well, yeah, definitely not a couple of weeks. Definitely longer than that. And, you know, like I say, it's weeks rather than months, but we want to get him right in a condition that he comes back to the player we know he can all be.
I know that the big issue that's almost become apparent has been about replacing Kevin McDonald within the team rather than maybe signings, but we'll come on to that in a moment. Do you have a clearer idea in your mind as to the player who you might think is capable of taking on that role?
I don't think it's necessarily one player, you know, and you don't replace light with light. You know, we've got to adjust the team because, you know, Kevin's moved out, so we've got to look at different scenarios and obviously dependent on who we're playing and what that game requires. So it's a matter of, you know, adjusting that and manipulating that, and, you know, game for game, and, you know, different players have got different qualities and different games require different qualities to win them. So we are in the process of, you know, bringing players in and utilising them in different areas and trying different things and try to get the position we want to be.
So the idea of having this midfielder in almost the number 10 role is something that you might just have to move on from eventually.
Well, I don't know about move on from. It's definitely one thing we've done and one thing we've worked with, but it's not the be-all and end-all. You know, it's not the only system we can play and it's not the only way we can play, but it's definitely something we like and it's definitely something you'll see a bit of.
You knew it was coming, transfers, or the idea of transfers. Are you close to anything right now in maybe adding to the squad?
No, I wouldn't say we're close. We're obviously continually assessing and we're continually looking, and, you know, there are obvious areas we need to improve and develop, but, you know, we are working on it, but regarding being close, I wouldn't say we were close.
Is it not necessarily just the case of looking for one signing to come in and, well, you know, replace Kevin McDonald? Are you looking at maybe two or three areas of the squad that you might want to supplant with players?
Yeah, well, you know, we always look at every area, to be honest. We always look at in every area if there are areas, you know, there's room for improvement. And, you know, that's usually, I think that's the best way of doing it. There's some areas that need strengthening quicker than others, and obviously that's got to be your priority. But we're continually assessing our players and continually assessing the market to see what's out there. So it's an ongoing process, and, you know, it's not a matter of, you know, just saying, right, this is what we need and go and seeing what's there. We're constantly, you know, we've got a list and a sort of, you know, priority list of players that we can go and look at when that position becomes the relevant one.
If you get the sort of ideal world scenario, how many players would you like to get in between now and the end of the month? And is that likely?
I don't think it doesn't really work like that. You know, I think, you know, everything depends. You can get one player who can maybe cover you in two positions, or you can get one player who's purely in one position. So that's all dependent. You know, I think we've got to look more at the package of how we do it, and, you know, in which areas are covered by, you know, hopefully who we bring in. So, you know, I don't think it's a matter of numbers and positions. It's more a matter of, you know, the players that we're hopefully we can get.
I suppose the blunt question in this scenario is, are you going to get the money that was accrued from McDonald's departure to Wolves to reinvest in the squad?
Well, we've obviously got ideas in regards to getting players in, and we're trying to manage that as best we can. But it's not just a matter of, you know, getting that money and going and reinvest it. We've got to be clever, and we've got to look at the bigger picture as well.
You've been linked with a player at Watford, Sean Murray. Is he on your radar?
No.
No. All right, that's cleared that up then. Is it, just to move on in terms of enhancing the squad, of those areas you feel need a bit more? I mean, presumably the priority is to bring in a striker, isn't it?
Strikers are always important because they score goals. So, you know, as I said, we're continually looking at every area of the team to see if there's anything there that, you know, can help what we've already got. So, but to say, you know, we're desperately needing a striker, I'm not sure that's the case. We're always looking to improve all areas, but I'm not prioritising one area after, you know, over another at the minute.
So, Bradford City are the next challenge. What's your assessment of them right now?
They've had a decent start to the season. They're very dangerous up front. They're organised, they're hard-working. They've obviously came up a division, so they're used to winning. So they've got a lot of great attributes, and we saw from their cup run last season that they're competitive in big games, and I think Sheffield United going to Bradford's a big game.
I suppose psychologically they're still benefiting from that wave of almost, well, euphoria as to just exactly what an extraordinary season it was for them. Wembley twice, one major final, one promotion.
Yeah, it's a great season for them, and I'm sure they'll be aiming, you know, to be successful again this season. And like I say, they've started well and they've got some good players, so it's going to be a big test for us.
Is Naki Wells perhaps the main danger man there this weekend? I know he takes a lot of the headlines, doesn't he?
He's a good player, yeah, but like you say, I think there are other good players in their team as well. So, you know, one player doesn't make a team, but he's obviously a good player.
What sort of things will you be looking to see as an improvement from Sheffield United this weekend against Bradford?
Just every area. We try to improve every area every week. That's the nature of the job, and, you know, I think we're continually trying to do that. You know, you've got to, you know, both individually and as a team, improve, you know, every aspect of the team. So it's not a matter of saying, oh, we did that okay this week, and, you know, we don't need to worry about that. You've constantly got to be working, constantly creating an environment whereby, you know, we continue to improve. So to answer your question, all areas really.
I suppose, given the way you play, you've had a lot of possession in a lot of games. It's about, is it for you now the next step in this team's development about getting more chances and seeing the team create more chances and being a bit more clinical with that?
A bit of both. I mean, we create, you know, in the average last game, we created the average number of chances as we did last season. So I think that in itself tells you where we are, but being more clinical and taking more is possibly and creating more as well. You know, we don't want to just be average, we want to be better than average, and that's what we're striving to be. So we're probably at that level just now in regards to, you know, a decent level, but we want to get better, like I say, and we want to create more, we want to be more clinical when we get them, and constantly, you know, trying to get better. That's the overall ethos of what we're trying to do, and you know, every aspect of the team falls within that.
Because I dare say the players are still getting used to what, for some of them at least, will be a new way of them playing.
Of course, we've only had, you know, three, four games now, three league games, and, you know, we've changed a lot in the time we've been here, and, you know, it does take time to settle, and it does take time to bed in. But I've been really, really pleased with how the players have taken it. They look like they are taking it on board, and they are definitely enjoying it, and they definitely can see the benefits of it. So
We are very early into what we're doing, and you know there'll be ups and downs along the way. But you know what we want to do won't change within reason. You know the foundations remain the same, and I think we've got those foundations in place. Mm.
Phil Parkinson, do you know him from the circuit?
A little bit, not a great deal. Obviously, I've watched him from afar and seen his career, and he's had a very good career and a very successful career. And obviously, last year he did exceptionally well.
There's a Yorkshire derby here this weekend. Not maybe the most celebrated of Yorkshire derbies, but one nevertheless where there'll be a big crowd and a raising atmosphere. You're looking forward to that?
Of course, that's a great thing. You know, you want to be involved in big games and derbies and games that mean a lot. And, you know, every game means a lot. And, you know, personally and, you know, within the team. But it's nice to have a nice atmosphere and an edge and, you know, a relationship between the supporters whereby, you know, they highlight that, and you know it's definitely something we're looking forward to.